It's a pleasure to be talking to vocalist Ronnie Romero, the new voice of Richie Blackmore's Rainbow, who also has his own band, Lords of Black. Hi, Ronnie. How are you doing?
Hello, Lauren. It's nice to talk to you.
Great. It's great to talk to you. Thank you for your time. So, first of all, I must say congratulations on being the new vocalist for Rainbow. How did you feel when you were given what must have been the mind-blowing news? What was your immediate reaction?
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, it's fantastic and I'm very excited for this new adventure, you know. It's a really a gift for me. Because I am a really very, very big fan, from Richie Blackmore and all his work. And, I don't know, I'm really excited. You know, it's like a dream. It's like a dream for me.
Yeah, yeah. So now you've had chance to get used to the idea. How do you feel about stepping into such a big role?
Yeah. Well, it's, I don't know. I try to not to think about it all the time because it's so difficult. It's hard to handle it day by day, you know. But like I told you, it's a gift and it's a dream come true for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So since you took on this job, how has life changed for you and what's been happening? I know rehearsals started back in November. How much time have you spent with Richie and the other band members?
Well, we have some rehearsals in November and a couple of weeks only for know each other, you know?
Yeah.
We have some jamming sessions and making some I don't know, maybe new ideas for the songs and to make up the first contact and feel the others, you know, and
was a great day.
So, yeah.
So where do you do that then? With you all being in different places, where do you get together to rehearse?
Well, it was great because, Jens, go from, Sweden.
Yeah.
I think. But, David, the drummer, and Bob, the bass player, live in America and, so close to Richie.
Right.
And, and we moved from Spain. was a long trip, but it was great. It was great because Richie and his family and his team and all the crew are very, very kind people and treat me so well and so nice with me and my wife, and was great. It was really great.
Oh, fantastic. So, something all fans will be interested to know, can you describe what it's like working with the legend that is Richie Blackmore?
Well, it's different for the people think. It's very easy because Richie is a very, very nice guy, and he's a legend. He knows everything about rock and roll, you know.
Yeah.
So, all I can do is learn about his histories and about his the way he see the scene and he see the rock. So it's very, very easy work with him.
Right. So have you had lots of conversations with him then about everything?
Yeah, a lot of conversations because really Richie have many. I don't know what to say, many histories.
Yeah.
About his career, you know, and so, and he's a very, 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 nice guy, and he's always, kind of, I don't know, it's always teach me.
Right.
It's like a, yeah, it's like a mentor for me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
It's really good, really good, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, so Rainbow has three huge forthcoming shows this year, two in Germany and one in the UK, which I will be at the UK one. I can't wait for that.
lucky for you.
yeah. So how are the preparations going and what's involved? I guess these will be the biggest shows that you've ever performed at.
Well, it's always very good because I have the support from my bandmates in Lorca Black, and I have the support from all the team, all the crew from Rainbow. You know, not only Richie is a legend. You know, Jens Johansson is very experienced in the rock world and heavy metal rock world, and you know, and I prepare that shows. It's like no, like I don't know what to say. It's like my final dream, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's my ultimate dream.
yeah, and, yeah. I'm sure.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited, but it's a huge responsibility too, because all the people compares to me with the other singers.
Yeah.
And I try to make justice to the songs. That's it.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure you will. Yeah. So were you a fan of Rainbow and Richie when you were younger, forming your musical tastes?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. In fact, it was my father, a big fan from Deep Purple. And my first birthday gift was not a toy. It was a Deep Purple album, you know?
Really?
So,
for your first birthday?
I can remember. My first birthday, can remember, you know? Was an album, a tape, called a double tape, Made in Japan.
Right.
From Purple.
Two tapes,
in fact, you know.
Yeah, a double one.
So, it really was my father show me, in some way, show me the way to like rock and roll and like heavy metal and all this stuff, yeah.
Right, so you've got a very good background then with going back to Deep Purple, yeah.
Very gifted.
Yeah. So what are your favorite songs then from that time? Have you got some favorites?
Yeah, of course. I have many favorite songs because I love not only the live material from Deep Purple, like Made in Japan, or like Made in Europe, or I really love all the songs from Deep Purple, like Rainbow. I love all the songs. I love all the albums. I love all the singers. I really love it. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so some people say that this new Rainbow can't be Rainbow without old members. I've seen, you know, people saying these kind of comments. What do you say to those people?
I agree. Yeah. In some way, I agree, but from Rainbow from the first album are different, you know. In each album have different musicians, so this time is not different. So I don't know. The musicians, we have the gift, and we can play with Richie Blackmore have a very gifted about this, and only we try to make the better for making, as I told you before, for the make justice from their legacy, you know, so.
Yeah, it's just continuing the legacy, isn't it? And yeah. It's like a new era for Rainbow.
I'm not trying to make the old singers, you know?
No.
I'm a very fan. I really love, and I really, really and deeply love for the singers of Rainbow. Not only Dio, Graham Bonnet and John Lee Turner. I love John Lee Turner.
Yeah,
and I really love Dougie White. And,
yeah,
these guys are legends of rock and roll, and I am a big fan from all of them. So I don't know. Richie chose me, and I tried to do my best.
Yeah, yeah. So what happened? How did Richie choose you to be the new vocalist?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. No, not know this. I have some videos on YouTube, and I think he see with Candice some of these videos, you know, and he liked my way of singing, and that's it. I don't know really why he chose me.
No, but did he just call you? Did he just get in touch with you to ask you?
Well, he sent me an email and told me about these videos I told you. And he told me about the possibility of make some stuff and project together for this year, and that's it, yeah.
Right. Fantastic. So, will there be any new recordings for fans to look forward to? Because I know Richie said in an interview that there may be more shows if these three go well, which I'm sure they will because they sold out very quickly. So what do you think?
Well, I hope so. I really hope no seeing only in three shows. I really hope make some kind of history with Rainbow, not only these three shows, you know. But it's up to Richie. I don't know what to say. It's only Richie have the power to make this decision.
Yeah, so you can't say whether there are any recordings planned. No, okay. Right, so you're also the frontman and vocalist of Lords of Black, and you have a new album, too, due for release on the 18th of March. You've also just got a new single and video, too. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, well, Lords of Black is my band. Even before this Rainbow gigs, you know, and this new album Frontiers have interested in release this album, and I really love because I love Frontiers material.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I have this opportunity to show a big audience our work, and it's the same for me. I try to do my best with my band, not only with Rainbow. And I think it's a good work. It's a good album. And all the fans from the classic stuff and the classic bands from the 70s and the 80s love this material because we have many influence from all these bands, from all these classic bands. Like Deep Purple and Rainbow, of course, but Toto and Journey and all these Queen and all these classic bands. So I think the people really like this new album.
Great. So do you have any plans to tour with the new album?
To play some shows, you say?
Yes, yeah, to do a tour. Yeah.
Yeah. We have some shows only in Spain in May, because after that I need a concentration for the Rainbow gigs.
Yeah.
After the Rainbow shows, we make a little tour in Europe, And Japan, I hope so too.
Oh,
and
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Right. But, any shows in the UK scheduled?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
But step by step, you know, I have this first step forward with Frontiers and before the Rainbow Geeks, after the Rainbow Geeks,
yeah,
we have this little tour to start to work and show the new album to the people. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, brilliant. Okay. So, would you like to leave a message for all the Rainbow and Lords of Black fans?
Well, all I can say is thank you, and I really love and I really appreciate all the love the people show me when the Rainbow announcement of the new singers start, you know. The people treat me very, very, very nice and very, very well, and I really love them. And I only can say thank you.